Thank you, Cheryl, and hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Plenary Call number 14 on the 29th of May, 2019 at 2100 UTC. Members attending the call are Cheryl, Pat, Vanda, Lou, Tola, Martin, Erica, Demi, and Sebastian. Observers, Jim Prendergast. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. And we do have apologies from Ramit, Wolfgang, and Herb. And Michael just joined us. Thank you, Michael. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to the co-chair, Cheryl and Pat. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that. I might just get the administrivia done, if you don't mind. First of all, after the roll call, is there anyone who has an update to their statements of interest? Please let us know now. Not hearing anybody yell out that they've been given a new job or taken on a new contract. We'll take that as nothing exciting since last week has happened in our lives. And we'll look at a very, very brief, thank you very much today, update from each of the working parties. At this stage, I believe we won't have anything from the reviews working party unless KC or Daniel join in a short while, but three out of four we'll have to do as if needs be. So I don't see Osvaldo on the call, so I'm assuming, Sebastian, you'll be leading off with a brief update from the board working party. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. We had a call last week. I was hoping that some work will be done since we have a Google Doc updated by myself, therefore it's a very good job, but I hope that people will comment. I try to organize the document, as we say, during our group meeting, and I hope that one day someone will comment. And I hope that what I have done will help to finalize a tour to be added, to add what the board working team will do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yep. Sorry, Vanda? Yes, who said? Go ahead, Vanda.
Yeah. Oh. Hello, everybody. This is Vanda for the record. So I have my slides on that, and Brenda could add this to the... And we finalized the questions to be sent to GAC. And we also passed these questions to the Google Doc, GAC, to finalize them and make sure everyone have read and have seen agreement with this. As I said, from our view, we would like to have this sometime with Cheryl, Vice Chair of GAC, maybe after they finish the communique. And Leo may comment on that, and he said that he can work on that to facilitate this. And I have done some working, make it more clear on the general test of TOR. And I'm working now with the work plan for the second semester and maybe one general to add to the tour. I don't know if the test for the tour will be divided or the test of the tour will be just one. That's it for me, for my side. Thank you. And maybe Liu, if he is available, can comment too.
Yeah, this is Liu speaking. I agree with Wanda, and thank you for the Wanda and my teammates' work. And I will facilitate the GAC review, GAC team, and the GAC leadership. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. If we can switch, Cheryl, for the record, if we can switch back now. I've noticed Daniel has joined us, but I might give him a breather for a moment while he gets himself organised, and we'll put reviews last and move to community now. So is Michael or Erica going to start off today?
Hi, this is Erica. I think Michael may have stepped away for a minute so I can start, and then if there's anything else he can add later. I guess he'll have to guess what I said though. In the meantime, I think from our last call, there hasn't been too much additional conversation on the list about, since our last call. However, we have sent out a doodle poll, and now I have scheduled it for Monday, a call for just the community work stream. And the idea with that call is to go through and we did submit some resource requests. And I think with this call, we want to go through those one more time with more of a fine-tooth comb, kind of in real time, just to see if there's anything else we could further clarify there, especially as staff starts to look into those, and also use that time to begin preparing for Marrakesh. I know we've talked about some of the sessions we already have planned, and the goal is to get at least some pen to paper, so to speak, on some of the questions and work we'd like to prepare in advance of that. So for this upcoming Monday, hopefully we will have made a little bit more progress there, and we'll share that with the group in the next call. But at this point, that's the plan for now and where we are.
Thanks very much for that, Erica. That's terrific. Martin, I see your hand up. Over to you.
Yeah, at some point we talked in the reviews list, there was a talk about the EPDP and wanting to follow that, look at that too. And in that list also the conclusion came that maybe it's best placed in a community group. Did the community group get this message? And do they consider this to be a valuable addition?
This is Erica again. We did get that on the list and added it to our scope of work. And I believe that conversation, I know both Michael and I weren't in LA, but as far as I know, I think part of that conversation also happened at the face-to-face, but we did add it to our scope of work, and I didn't see, at least there was no objection from the rest of the team, so I do think others found it valuable as well. So that is our plan for that going forward, and I do believe, and maybe Daniel, when he jumps on next for reviews too, we had spoken about potentially doing a joint community interviews team call, if I'm remembering right. So that might also be another good place to follow up on that.
Excellent. And quite a perfect segue, in fact, Erica. Thanks for that question, Martin. To go to you, Daniel, hopefully you've got your audio properly connected now, and you can give us a very brief update on reviews. Over to you.
Daniel, for the record, hope I can be heard loud and clear. Currently, on the reviews, we are planning to have a call, and a doodle has been sent. So we're waiting for feedback from the doodle. And after the doodle, we shall be discussing the way forward and the various materials and different approach that we shall be using for gathering reviews. Apparently, the information that has been gathered seems to fit also within the respective works of community, and we shall be having at least a joint call, just as been mentioned, together with community after our meeting of the reviews work party, and also we shall be still progressing with scoping more questions which you can send forward. Also, an email was sent to staff regarding some questions. We shall also be compiling the feedback as we progress slowly by slowly with the respective analysis. Thank you. Otherwise, that's the brief update from reviews. Back to you, Cheryl.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Are there any questions for any of the updates, noting we're not going to be doing anything with IRP yet today? Michael, did you want to add anything now, seeing as you're back at the microphone?
No, that's fine. Michael Karnikas for the record. Thanks, Erica, for stepping in there. I thought that was covered very well and nothing to add. Thanks.
Terrific. Okay, well, I'm going to, as my bird chorus starts, which means it's going to get very noisy here very quickly. Sun rising, birds screeching. Welcome, Jacques. Good to see you here and perfect timing for moving on to agenda item 3, looking into the terms of reference and work plan. So, Pat, my friend, over to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. So we talked about last week about trying to go through and kind of use this as a drafting session, but I don't see a whole lot of modifications that we've made in the document between last week and today. So why don't we start specifically in the objective section, which would be at the top of page 3. So Jennifer or Cheryl or Brenda or whoever's driving the Zoom, if we could pull up the terms of reference.
Yep, I'm getting it ready. 1 second, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There you go. Can you see it?
I see nothing.
How's that?
There we go.
Perfect.
All right, if you can scroll down to the section, I think it's the top of page 3 with the objectives. So as we take a look at this section, do we have each working team has put in these objectives, correct? Because the one that we don't have anything in is in the work team 2 in the community. Yes, Sebastian.
Thank you, Pat. As we are going through this page, the objective of the board working team must be updated. I didn't have done it, but I need to cut and paste what we have done in our Google Doc. You want me to do it now, or you want to wait the end of the call, or how you want to proceed?
Well, I think that we ought to try to make some progress in the document itself today. So if you've got something to cut and paste into this section, I think it'd be helpful for us all to look at it. And if we have any questions about wording or what's intended, I think that would be very, very helpful in trying to get through, you know, some of the document today.
I don't think there are so much differences between what it's on the current Google Doc for Tor and what we have, but it was updated a little, and therefore I will add that immediately. Okay, it's done. And for the moment, you want me to take off the previous one, or I just put it in... I hope that we are doing the, yes. Okay, whatever you want me to do on that.
So if it's not much different, why don't you just take us through the intention of each of these objectives and let us ask questions as we go through.
But yes, Sebastian, but thank you. But you know, there is no big changes since we discussed that in fact during the face-to-face meeting. We just add one or two items and clean up the document itself, but there is no big changes. But if you want me to go through, I can. It's really up to you.
Well, I think it would be helpful to go through it today. It's been a while since we were face-to-face. Okay. So either call out the areas to where we have made modifications or additions or things that you want to emphasize in terms of these objectives. And if anybody has any questions, please raise your hand, and Cheryl or I will recognize you, and we'll discuss it as we go through. And while you're doing that, Sebastian, if someone could go through into the community section and add the objectives to the community section, that would be very helpful. We'll be next. Okay, Sebastian, you have the floor.
Okay, Pat, thank you. Can we go to after the orange? The orange is a previous version, and it's the one I will want to take off or out of the document. Therefore, on the election process, it's 2C, we separate the voting member and the liaison to the board, and we add all the liaison, we add 7C with board organization against reconsiderations. And since Los Angeles, nothing much added. We had some discussion about what we want to do with the reviews, the 1D 316 reviews. I must say that we have different point of view. I really think that the 360 review was not used in the past just for the board. It was sent to other committees. Maybe now it's just used by the board. But if it's not, then as we are under non-disclosure agreement, maybe it could be useful that we get some of them to see how it's organized, we have the assessment, the self assessment by the board, and if we go to the not here in this document, but in our document, we have made the list of what we required, and one of them is at least the self assessment from the board, and we have a link to what the chair of the board has written on that same topic with the reviews, 360 reviews. I have read again this document. I think we have all the items we need to look after, but I will be very happy if some of you or one of you thinks that we are missing something. Last point is that we work on the what we ask for. Therefore, it's the list of the objective and action needed. For each objective, we add the action needed. And I hope that we will be able to cut and paste that on the right place for the staff to act. And we are working, or we will be working, on task and schedule, and hopefully on questions we may want to ask to different groups at a Marrakesh meeting. I hope that it's helpful. It's where we are today. Thank you.
Sebastian, this is Pat. Anybody have any questions for Sebastian? So Sebastian, the question that jumps out to me is, do we think that this is more than what we can process or handle? It seems like there's a lot here in terms of the objectives. And do we think that we can cover this between and be able to produce something between now and October?
Thank you, Pat, for the question. And I definitely can't answer this question. It depends if people are ready to do some work, if staff will help us, if we will have somebody to help to write on. But I will be coming back in the next, I guess, 2 weeks with some thought about that. But my feeling is that it will be difficult to take some out, and I would prefer that we go through all that. And one thing I need to add, taking into account your question, is that there are some place where we have connection with the other group. For example, if you take the question of election processes, we have the voting member who are all linked with the work team on the community. And I don't know, I hear something in my headphone. It's me, or it's we have another people talking at the same time as me?
No, it's a noise for everybody.
Okay, it's a little bit perturbing. And if we take thank you very much. And if you take the C2 liaison, of course, at least we will have to work with the GAC group with Vanda and you, because it's one point. Therefore, I really think we need to. There are some places where we need to make some connection, and that. Point we will have to think about how we want to work on that. Our objective is to work with the idea of what it's concerning the board, but obviously some of them need to be shared with the other groups. And we don't have a group to take into account just staff. It's maybe some overarching issue that we need to put somewhere to be able to work more broadly on staff issue, as it's more and more an important part of the overall ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Martin?
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Sebastian. The list is a long one, as you rightly remarked. It's also how we approach it that may make it more or less doable. It's about getting clarity on all these points. And sorry for missing the last call on the board. As Sebastian knows, I wasn't available for that. For instance, on strategy, I can very easily explain how the board has done it. For other things, I think, like the financial processes, by first talking with somebody who's very key in that area, like Xavier, a lot of clarity can already be given. So whereas some will require talking with multiple people or talking with the board, etc., others may be more easily tackled. So I think choosing a wise way forward will allow to get a long way with that without overburdening or ourselves with too much work.
If I may, Pat, Sebastian speaking. If you look, Martin, not to this document, but to the one on the Google Doc specifically to our working team. It's exactly what we put into the action needed. Therefore, I think we are aligned with that. The idea, it's not for us and not for all the board members to do all the work, but it's, for example, if you take the, wait, it's something like finance processes, 10, no, it's not 10, it's A, finance 3A, for example. We have added a meeting with Xavier, the same for B, meeting with Xavier. For the moment, we think that Xavier can help us. Maybe we will have to go to the chair of the board finance committee, but for the moment, we want to start with Xavier to see if we can have an answer, if there are questions or additional questions or topic where we need, if I can say, not just a technical answer, but also a political answer, we will come to you and see if we can have a contact with the board finance committee chair.
Very good, by forward and reflecting your deep understanding of how the board functions. Thanks.
And as I have the Freud, if someone can help me with a Google Doc, I don't know how to stop the numbering and to restart the numbering. It's not in this document, but in the board working party document. And when I had the same ideas, but to add the action item need or the action needed, say the numbering is still going on. Then if somebody can help you with me on that, it will be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Daniel?
Daniel, for the record. Based on the feedback that Sebastian has given, and also I think this would be this would also affect other respective working groups regarding to when a meeting has been scheduled. Sometimes, like if to avoid, I would like to know to how are we going to avoid replication. For instance, in case like Sebastian has requested for a meeting with Xavier, then probably the reviews would want to get, would have at least some issues to discuss with Xavier. How can we compile all the respective questions such that during the interview, or probably we have like the reviews, the community, the then the other work parties also come with the same, with different questions, such that answered. Once it helps at least to have a different for the also regarding to has been highlighted here, the reviews work party would work into some of these respective resources. So I think the earlier we harmonize what they're tackling on, I think it would be much better, such that we all drive on specific issues. Because if you look at the review of the HRT2 document, it cuts across all the respective work parties. But how can we be able to dissect specific issues regarding to key objectives that come in from the various work parties? Thank you.
Daniel, Cheryl here. To a great extent, that's what Pat and I will be doing with staff as we organise who wants to speak to who, and we then organise when. We definitely know there's going to be a great deal of dependency and nexus between you all. And what we have tried to work with staff at this stage to set up is getting as much as we possibly can done without overcrowding the pre-day, the Sunday the 23rd in Marrakesh. But of course, we have opportunity after the Marrakesh meeting as well. So that's very much what our job is. So thank you for reminding us, but that's, you know, very much what we're on top of. Right now, however, I'd really like to see the terms of reference completed. Thank you, my friends.
Thank you.
All right, so Brenda, if we could then scroll down now to the community work section. And thank you, Erica, for getting those inserted. So if you or Michael can take us through this section for the time being, that'd be great.
Hi, this is Erica. Sorry about that. I guess I could use some feedback. I mostly just took what we had in our scope of work so far that we had developed. And I guess my question for you is whether or not this is specific enough, or if it's too specific in terms of setting our objectives. You know, for the most part, I'm wondering from the rest of the team, because this is from the document that we have been working on, if there's any other feedback or any other edits we want to make to this as we put it in now. I don't know if you, do you want me to walk through each thing, or just kind of, I know that's kind of open-ended. Maybe Michael can jump into just kind of getting feedback on if that's the format we want, if there's anything that's missing from the others, based on this being pulled from that document that we have been working on so far as our team.
So Erica, this is Pat. I think as I'm reading through your section, it does feel a little bit of a combination of goals and work plan, or objectives and work plan. And so I think that it's, they feel pretty broad right now in terms of what we're trying to achieve. So for example, in community and long-term planning, I think it's good to focus on the implementation of the five-year plan. By that, I'm assuming that it's the upcoming five-year plan, or is it the one, you know, one of the ones that were 5-year cycles that we're in now, or how do you see that?
Dan, I think we had a little bit of a conversation. This is Erica again, by the way. We had a little bit of a discussion about that on the list, and the team, and maybe this is something for us, and timing wise, I think we might be okay. It might be something for us to flag for our call on Monday. I know we didn't have a chance to meet. I know we had this on the docket, so to speak, for today, but we haven't had a chance to meet until Monday. So if that works, it might be something for us to flag as refining that more. Because yes, in particular, the five-year plan was something that came up that hasn't been nailed down per se. So I don't know if anyone has an opinion now, or if we feel comfortable just, you know, saying for the upcoming five-year plan or anything like that. Again, I think Michael's that, yeah, exactly. Yep, I remember your question. I'd like to ask the community group, or if Michael wants to jump in. I know that's something that needs some refinement from us, so I don't know if it works to let us kind of work through that on Monday, finalize that, or if I know that's what this calls for today. So I could just work on that a bit now too and keep working through that. So
could I jump in? This yeah. is Michael Minifus for the record. So I, in addition to the community call that we've got coming up I also think that, you know, as a result of the area of focus of this specific subgroup, that there is value to being a little bit flexible in terms of reflecting any concerns that the community raises through our discussions in Marrakesh. Insofar as, you know, once we open up a particular area of examination, it would be, I think, beneficial to allow a fair bit of flexibility depending on which side concerns are raised. I think that as regards the five-year plan issue specifically and the financial plan, in terms of their relevance to this, to ATRT specifically, the most relevant aspects of that are going to come in the developmental processes, as well as in community understanding of what's going on and ability to track implementation. So from that being said, I don't think we necessarily need to limit it to one or the other insofar as to just solicit input on what kind of, what thoughts are about the process, right? I don't think we're necessarily going to be looking at the outputs as much as the process of developing this stuff. But that's just some impressions that I had, and I'd be happy to adapt that or amend that if people have other thoughts. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Sebastian, you had your hand up next.
Thank you very much. I think here it's an example of what I was saying, that there are some maybe duplication or at least need to some cross work on what you call the number two NOMCOM. Review of the NOMCOM in the election of the board member. First of all, I'm sorry to say that, but it's not an election, it's a selection. The NOMCOM is selecting people, and but it's really linked with the discussion we will have in the board about election processes or nomination processes and so on, where we talk about all the SOICs concern the NOMCOM and for the liaisons GAC, IETF, ERSAC, and SSAC. And my second remark is about the review, the implementation of board advice to the NOMCOM as input for the selection of board member. Do we know what we will be able to get here? Is it something that we will have this information or what the board sent to the NOMCOM? Question mark. And and my last point, not linked with that, it's do we have something specifically with the new role of the community since INA stewardship transition? Because I think it's something this group must go through and look at how it's working and if there are enhancement possible in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Cheryl, you want to go ahead next?
Well, so I found the unmute button. Thank you, Pat. Cheryl Langdon Hall, for the record. I was just going to jump in on the NOMCOM there for obvious reasons. Because we're at a particular point in the NOMCOM review process as well, where the detailed implementation plan on the 27 recommendations made after the last independent examiner's review has been accepted by the ICANN board, it's probably very timely to make sure that those documents are part of the body of work that we look at. And then it would be of no trouble at all to organise an interaction between the either the implementation team or parts thereof, including Vanda, who serves on that, as well as me and others, and this group of of course, to remember that at least one of those questions is answerable in the public domain, in as much as the advice to the board, from the board to any given non-com on what they are looking for, at least since 2015, if not earlier, probably 13 or 14, has been published. So it certainly is made public now. Can it be better organised? Quite possibly, and that may be something that you wish to consider as a recommendation. But we'd also need to make sure it was in keeping with the current list of implementables, which does cross over a lot in this section too. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. So I have my hand up and I wanted to address a couple of items. I think that Michael, when you talk about, you know, the next 5-year plan for ICANN, I think that that's something to really take a look at in terms of, and I think this is what you're capturing, is how do we put in place recommendations on how to be transparent for ICANN board and ICANN org as they develop this plan, because I think we're seeing some evidence that there's some things that are going on that are not necessarily being shared as to what the direction or what the objectives are of the board or of the organization. So I think that's where you're going. I think it's important to call that out for the next 5-year plan, not just around the finances, but the evolution of the multi-stakeholder model. How are they going to address the global changes in regulations as it comes to content and privacy, you know, to kind of address the GDPR situation, those types of items. So I think that would be very good to have in this area. Something that Sebastian had said in terms of cross-group work and objectives and overlapping objectives, one of the things that I had put in private chat to Jennifer was that we should probably put together a mapping diagram at the end of the objectives to show where there is overlap. So that, to address your question, Daniel, in terms of how do we make certain that if we're asking for the same things, if we have an objective to where we have, we want an interview with Xavier, that we can see that objective maps to something that's going on another work team, and we pick up the phone or Skype or whatever and say, hey, come join me on this call or give me some questions you want while I'm having this interview. So I think that would be helpful as a working tool. And then the last item I've got, Sebastian, again, you brought this up as well. We don't really have anything in here that, as I read through it, maybe there's something Erica and Michael that's supposed to be here specifically that addresses the empowered community. And I admit I read through it really quickly, but the empowered community really hasn't been tested to date in terms of how that process works or how we feel or recommendations to make about that. I think that we talked about this probably in the early days, that with the SSR2 pause, that it seems like we might have gotten out of our bylaws as far as what the board action, how the board action was taken, and then how the community responded, to where we might have had a problem with the empowered community from that standpoint. And I think that may be the only example we have right now of when the empowered community probably should have taken a step, or maybe should have taken a step, but didn't. But other than that, I'm not certain how we capture a review within this working team on the empowered community. Any thoughts there, Michael or Erica? Martin, I see your hand is raised.
Yeah, just I'm aware that the first bylaw change has already passed, and that was at least procedure-wise, a first test of the empowered community as well. So it's at least an example of where the whole bylaw empowered community mechanism was triggered. So we can use that to look at.
All right, any other questions from the group for Michael or for Erica?
Hi, sorry, Michael Karnikas for the record. We could also scroll down a bit because I'm not sure if everybody has the whole document in front of them because there's more. Pardon me. Right. So I think we've, I think we could also discuss access to information transparency policies within SOACs if folks have any questions about that. As you see, those are meant to assess different aspects of ICANN org zone transparency mechanisms, including the DIDP, the Open Data Initiatives, and the Information Transparency Initiative. Certainly, I know that on the non-commercial side, there's been a lot of interest in all three of those, as well as I think there are those that will be fruitful areas to explore to try and find recommendations. And then the last one is to look into transparency policies within OSOs and ACs, which kind of flows from that about whether and to what degree there are policies about within those different governance structures to make their own decision-making transparent. So we'd be happy to listen to any thoughts about that or ideas, or otherwise we can just take things forward.
Thank you, Michael. All right, not seeing any additional hands. Let's go ahead and move on to the GAC working team. But as you have a chance to go through this, fire off any questions to the mailing list. So we've got a very short time to get this document prepared. So, Vonda?
Yes, Vonda for the record. I put this in the last bullet points that it was more clear. So we are working, our focus will be assessing, analyze the role of interaction between GAC board, GAC community, and vice versa. Assess and analyze the effectiveness of that interaction, assess and analyze effective status of each ATRT2 recommendation implementation, because is most of them that check is done, but as Leo raised points, probably not so well implemented. ICANN's consideration of GAC's input on the public policy aspect of the technical coordination of the DNS, assessing and analyzing GAC operating principles, use further implemented actions, a key performance indicator to evaluate GAC interaction with the board and community, make recommendations for improvements. And the recommendations shall be set for in priority order and accompanied by a description of prioritization criteria applied for by the review team. That's our general scope on the work on GAC. Thank you. Maybe Leo or Martin can add something.
Thank you, Wanda. I agree with you. No, any comments? Thank you.
I think you've said it very well, Wanda. And The only thing realizing now in rereading ICANN's considerations of GAC's input. Always good to find what we mean with ICANN.
Sorry, Martin, I could not hear you. You are fading out.
Does this help? Does this help?
It's better now. Can you repeat, please?
Martin, this is Pat. If you're speaking, we're not hearing you at all.
I am typing because you can't hear me, apparently. Am I connected?
Okay, Martin, thank you for that. We see your typing. Martin, if you're done, go ahead and click yes for us. Very good, thank you, Martin. So Vonda, I have a question on number six. When you say use further implemented action as a KPI, what do you mean by further implemented action? Vanda?
I was talking, sorry, Vanda for the record. I was talking with me. After the recommendation be done, there will be a work for further implemented those recommendations. And the actions take to those recommendations could be a performance indicator for GAC to be taken into account to see how the performance of the GAC is is being after the implementation phase of ATRT3. Well, anyone can write this in the better English than myself.
No, thank you. Yeah. Helpful. I just didn't fully understand, but thank you for that. Yes, Jack?
Yes, Pat. I'll take it from Vanda here, as this was a common work here. So, the rationale behind that is that when you assess accountability, and more the, it's more a question that of accountability than transparency here. You like to have key performance indicators, and in the case of the GAC, it's difficult to find any performance indicator. The GAC being what it is and the way it works. So the idea behind that was, well, before doing recommendations, let's try to evaluate if previous actions were effective or not, and if the communication, for example, was effective or not. And the key performance indicator we found here was, well, if the recommendation of the GAC or the communication and the communication to the board and the ideas to the board have been followed by an action of the board or of the community, then without ever judging the action, we can say, yes, the communication has been effective, understood, and followed up upon. So further implemented actions following GAC recommendation, for example, sounded a good key performance indicator and an easy one at that. Make sense?
Yes, that does. Thank you very much. Do we have any other questions? This section? All right, let's go ahead and move then to the reviews working team four. Daniel?
Daniel, for the record.
Daniel, Cheryl here. We may have dropped you. I'm not sure. For whatever reason, we heard you say Daniel for the record, and then I've certainly heard nothing, and none of us are hearing you. So, Brenda, can you double check on what's going on?
Yep. Thank you. I'm checking. Daniel, this is Brenda. I've sent you a private message. If you are able to disconnect, oops, looks like you did.
Daniel, for the record.
We hear you, Daniel.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, these are mountain issues. I'll proceed with our respective objectives. Right from the start, we categorized our objectives as tasks 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the first task was to assess the implementation of the ATRT recommendations, of which we scoped out a series of questions and which we are looking at, which are enabling the discussions. And also, as you've mentioned, as you could have been following the mailing list, the discussion that had categorized into discussion 1, 2, 3, 4, as follows, so such that you can be able to keep track of what issues we are trying to come up with or the respective reviews. Anything that wouldn't work for us would probably be recommended to the other respective work party. So the second objective is the qualitative and quantitative assessment of the effectiveness of the previous specific reviews. Then the third is qualitative and quantitative assessment of the effectiveness of the previous organizational reviews. And then to analyze the issues with ongoing reviews, focusing on the common challenges with objectivity, efficiency, effectiveness, measurable impacts, like, for instance, in the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2, CCT, RDS, SSR 2, just to mention. Then the last recommendation was to investigate the potentiality and propose systematic reviews of ICANN, focusing on impact of current bylaws and the ability to achieve the mission. So all these are being done with the reviews of respective documentation that is being requested for from staff. And I think that's the reviews that are taking place. In case there's any member who would want to add on this, they're all welcome or any questions that might arise. Thank you. Back to you, Pat.
Thank you, Daniel. This is Pat. So I think that a point that Martin made a little bit earlier is important here as well. On your fifth bullet, when we talk about the systemic review of ICANN, I think we need to be very specific about what part of ICANN that we are addressing here. And while the specific area has to do with reviews, we ought to be precise as to what it is that we mean by ICANN in this regard.
Daniel, for the record, I think when we come to tackling the objective five regarding to the breakdown as task five, we shall have to narrow it down and become more specific, because it will become very much challenge in case we look at the whole broad ICANN review process. It becomes so much complex, and I don't think the time scope of HRT3 can allow conducting a full general review. Thank you. Back to you, Pat.
Thank you very much, Daniel, for that. Anybody else have any questions on working team four, the five bullets, five objectives that we have here? All right, seeing no hands. So just kind of close out the objective section. This is fundamentally about four pages of the entire document. I think that it may be a little bit less than that once we took out the double in the board section. But there's still a lot of other sections that we need to take a look at. And while some of it is boilerplate or directive, I think that we need to focus ourselves in the next week, really, on listing definitions that we have that follow below the objectives. Anything that we've identified in here that requires a definition. I think that we use a lot of acronyms in here, and I think many of us inside the community are going to understand exactly what the acronyms are. If there's any confusion, we should do that. And we can either have staff do that for us, or we can have someone on the team do that. But I think it's important that we be very precise and agree on what we're doing in terms of some of the definitions. But we got some other sections to clean up between now and if we're going to make the fifth. That I think Cheryl, you and I probably have to go through together and either dole things out, or I don't know if we've got an update on getting a writer to help here. So Jennifer, is there an update on the writer?
This is Jennifer. So as far as the writer is concerned, I know that we're working to get this person on board as soon as possible. In terms of if they will be able to be on board in the next week, I don't have that information to hand, but we can certainly get some more detailed information and get back to you and Cheryl with that.
Cheryl here. Pat, I was going to, the reason I put my hand up was exactly that point. My understanding is that things have indeed progressed to a point where you and I should indeed be able to take the advantage of doing some initial work with the now contracted writer, and Jennifer should be able to get that confirmation sometime today and let us know formally who that is. But it appears to me that, the stars may just be aligning for you and I to work with that person to make sure we're all, singing from the same tune, and then leave a lot of the dotting of the I's and crossing of the T's in terms of getting it into appropriate language and the general toilette to that individual. So we just need to carve out some time once Jennifer gets back to us with confirmation. Thanks.
All right, well, thank you, Cheryl. So Jennifer, I have another question for you, and that is, you know, I don't have the document up except for what's being displayed. Do we have any other sections that we've had significant work done on in the last couple of weeks that we could go through today?
Thanks, this is Jennifer. So in terms of updates that have been made in the past weeks, there are no updates that I can flag that have been made in the document. However, I think it would be useful to look at the reporting section, which is on page 14, that has some text in it that was copied from, from a template that the review team may be able to, make some edits to today. To see this review. Thanks, Brenda.
Not hearing anything, whoever's speaking is muted.
So Jennifer, this is Pat. This field, the highlighted piece, feels like instructions to the team more than something we'd put into the document, unless the, you know, this is something that we're saying we all sign up to, which I think we have. But is this something that we really want to put additional requirements on the reporting out, or just saying that this is what we're stepping up to? Cheryl, what have you done something like this in the past as well?
Pat, thanks for the question. Cheryl here. Look, it's all very boilerplate. And I personally think, you know, it's the type of thing that could be enshrined in a traditional charter or code of practice document should we need to. I think they're not reportables here. I think we need to work on this. I would suggest, whilst that text may end up being enshrined, perhaps on one of our wiki pages, just so everyone knows we're playing nicely together. Then that's kind of where that belongs. But happy to hear from others.
Jennifer, this is Pat. Since you pointed us there, what have you seen, or what has staff seen, that are the dialogues or the discussions in this particular section?
Thanks. So this is text that I believe other review teams have included in their terms of reference, just to, as you said, kind of explain what everybody in the review team would be signing up to do and expected to do. Whether or not you include it is up to yourselves, and whether it goes somewhere else, that's fine too. This document, remember, will be a living document, and anything that is posted on the wiki, we can always include links later to those particular pages from the terms of reference document. The reason that I pointed you to it was because it was text that we had highlighted early on that came from a template that we thought for this reason it might be worth having a discussion on whether or not you would like to include it or edit it. There are other sections that are similar. So for example, the decision-making methodologies in terms of consensus building and, you know, designating each decision and the level of consensus, which is on page 11, and then dependencies on other organizations, which is where the review team will put in any work that may be you're considering the work that's already going on in terms of the ICANN community. So I just wanted to flag those highlighted yellow sections as sections that the review team should look at and confirm and agree to before it's provided to the board. And staff is happy to help. We can have discussions with yourself and Cheryl separately if that would be useful to give a bit more guidance in these and maybe perhaps provide some proposed text in there. Thanks.
If I can jump in again, Pat, Cheryl here. I appreciate all of that, and I appreciate that it may have been material that existed in other terms of reference documents in the days prior to having the draft and now second degree of draft for standardised procedures for specific reviews. But we agreed at the outset of our very first meeting that we would take as guidelines and use as a beta testing exercise the proposals that are currently enshrined in the second version, albeit draft, where they are applicable of those guidelines. And so I think from our perspective, we can probably get away with having less in our TOR's documentation and simply cross-reference to the material that is out and has been at least subject to a couple of public comment interactions with the wider ICANN community. So let's take this part of this, Pat, into the discussion with staff and ourselves and get back to the rest of the group on list and bring up the matter again in our leadership team meeting on Monday, and again hopefully we may also have already got the writer on board as well. There may be aspects, of course, that as we go through probably do belong in our TOR, but I'm always cautious of just doing things because others have done it before us, that's all. Thank you.
Vonda, your hand was raised.
Yeah, I just want to, Vonda for the record, I just want to say that, most of this yellow test it's interesting to be part of, but in my view, does not respond to the proposition that this section will make. So we should inform more in a state way that we will do this, we'll use this, you use this format, you report in such a way. We should make more clear to think about the community reading this. It's don't make much sense to not address clear information here. That's my point. Thank you.
Thank you, Vonda. So Cheryl, if I can go back to your suggestion, the one thing that I would point to the team right now, since a lot of us have spoken about some of the dependencies that we have on our own objectives within each of the working teams, is to go ahead in the section that is highlighted at the top of page 11, we could scroll there, Brenda. Little bit more. There we go, to where it said, yeah, dependencies on other, oh, bottom of page 10, sorry. Dependencies on other organizations. If we already know, because we talked about some of them today, I think it'd be helpful to plug those in here now. And basically, I think that what I would do is break it out, at least as we're getting it in there, or getting the dependencies into the document, break them out by working team right now, so that we can at least capture them, and then we'll figure out how with the writer, or you know, between Cheryl and I, to figure out how we want to package that, and then have the review team take a look at that, and make other suggestions. But I think if we can capture the known dependencies in this section over the next couple of days, that would be helpful. Everyone good with that? Go ahead and click no if you have a concern about that. All right, I see no no's. So I'll be looking. Cheryl and I will look for that, some updates in that section in the next couple of days. So Cheryl, we're getting to the end of the 90 minutes. So I think that one thing I want to emphasize, we've still got a lot of work to do in the document. And I guess, Cheryl, we probably shouldn't wait until Monday to have another conversation. But I guess we want to go ahead and close out our agenda. I don't know what else we had left on the, let me pull up the agenda. I guess we can go ahead and move to all other business or any other business. We didn't talk about anything at the beginning of the meeting, but is there anything else that we want to address today? Yes, Jennifer.
Thanks, Pat. This is Jennifer. So just one thing to keep in mind is that the work plan also is part of the submission to the board. And so that I know that various work parties have been working on timelines in their Google Docs as well. And so it's just to make sure that we consider that in the coming week. In terms of finalizing that, I know we did some work on it early on, and we can certainly recirculate that to the team to take a look at and make any updates. I'll leave it to you, Pat and Cheryl, to decide how you would like to do that in the coming days, but just to not forget about the work plan. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl.
We promise we won't.
Oh. thank you, Jennifer. Vonda?
Yes, just a question. Should we send independently to the staff, to the GAC, our questions? Because I believe we are lacking of time for the GAC to respond. So we have finished. We have this little adjustment from Martin, but it's quite easy. So my question is, can we send the questions to Missy and ask them to send to the GAC right away?
So Vonda, this is Pat. I think that we ought to send the questions as a package. So if we want to use staff as a central location, I think that's fine. Or on the wiki page,
No, my question is, GAC demands much more time than other communities. So I believe we are in the limit of time to allow GAC to have responses in time for us in Marrakesh. That's my concern about that. That's why I'm asking if staff can send our questions immediately to GAC, just to GAC.
I think that's probably fine, Vanda.
Okay, thank you. I will send tomorrow to the group, to Jennifer and the group of staff, and ask them specifically to send just to the GAC. Thank you.
Pat, Cheryl here. Thanks for that, Vanda. And I believe that all of the community, the AC and the SOs that we're meeting with in Marrakesh would appreciate questions in a timely manner. But yes, let's get GAC done. But then let's follow up with the questions from the others. And if needs be, let's try and package them together, because with the rest of the questions, there's probably a good likelihood of overlap and interdependencies. So let's make sure that they go to the list and to staff, and we can package them together and send them out as promptly as possible. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl. So, Jennifer, can we run through any action items and decisions that we've reached?
Sure. Thanks, Pat. This is Jennifer. So the action items that I captured, staff is going to create a draft mapping diagram for the review team to include in the terms of reference document regarding overlapping items in the scope for each work party. Staff is going to work with the leadership on the highlighted sections of the terms of reference in the upcoming leadership call to get the content for those determined. Team agreed to input dependencies on the other organizations in the coming days into the terms of reference document, which is the section on the bottom of page 10, top of page 11. And Vanda is going to send the GAC questions to staff tomorrow for sharing with the GAC ahead of the rest of the questions. And then I see Cheryl typed in the chat before the upcoming leadership call. I'm assuming that's regarding the highlighted sections of the terms of reference.
Correct. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
That we need to do work in advance of the Monday call. Pat made that very clear.
I updated the action item, so thanks for that. And that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you for that, Jennifer. And Cheryl, if we have nothing else, I think we can declare today's session completed.
Yeah, I think so too. And just so everyone knows, we'll update everyone as soon as possible with whatever we're doing. But do remember that you all have access to this Google Doc. You'll get notices if you've logged in the right way when changes are made to the Google Doc. So when things are updated, you should be updated, and you can browse at your leisure. Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone. Good day.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.